This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Indigenous leaders are mulling legislative action to protect their access to water. This comes after the U.S. Supreme Court ruled the federal government has no duty to help the Navajo Nation secure water rights. John Echohawk is executive director of the Native American Rights Fund in Boulder. He says leaders are considering asking Congress for help.
Unless we have a very specific law that says they have to do it, then they can stand idly by and not help us protect our land and our natural resource.
Echohawk says such a bill would need to clarify the federal government's federal trust responsibilities to tribes. After decades of prices going up, the Regional Transportation District is cutting fares. RTD's Board of Directors passed the fare decreases yesterday. The price of monthly passes will drop by more than half to $88. 3-hour day passes and long rides on local transit will also be cheaper. Rides for those under 19 years old will be free through August of 2024. Meanwhile, eligibility and discounts for low-income riders will expand. Officials expect the new prices will grow ridership but decrease revenue. This starts next year. Meanwhile, the Colorado Transportation Department is also cutting fares on its express bus service next month. Governor Jared Polis announced yesterday that rides on Bustang will be half off during August and September. Bustang's routes serve Colorado's major cities along I-25 and I-70. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC. From Fort Collins to Colorado Springs, highs are in the low to mid-90s today, with a mild chance of rain starting later in the day. And in Grand Junction, highs could hit 100 degrees once again, and there is a slight chance of rain in the evening.